London Marathon.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 25th of April. There are warnings of gales in Fisher. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Fitzroy, 1021, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East 40s. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in the Utsiras. Showers, good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, East Dogger. Northerly, veering southerly or southeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in east 40s and later in Cromarty. Fair, coastal fog patches at first in Cromarty and 4th. Good, occasionally very poor at first in Cromarty and 4th. West Dogger, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in East Fisher and 4 in southwest German Bight, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, variable becoming east or northeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, coastal fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, West Plymouth. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first and later, fair, moderate or good. East Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic, mainly north or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally variable 3 or less, showers in Biscay, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 in southeast, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, South Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Sole and Fastnet. North Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5, perhaps 6 later. Fair, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic, becoming southwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Rockall, showers, moderate or good. Malin, variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey, east or northeast, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Bailey, showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, northwesterly at first in Fair Isle, otherwise northerly or northeasterly, veering southerly or southeasterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south, 1, 16 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast, 4, 30 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 4, slight drizzle, 11 miles, 1020, now rising. Lucas, northeast, 1, recent precipitation, 1.5 miles, 1022, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west, northwest, 3, 1020, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast, 3, 5 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast, 5, 5 miles, 1020. Jersey, east by south, 4, 13 miles, 1018, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 1019. Scilly Automatic, east southeast 3, 6 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west 2, 7 miles, 1018, now rising. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 15 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southeast, 3, 27 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure, extending southwards across the United Kingdom, will continue to give a good deal of fair weather with generally light or moderate breezes, but some coastal fog patches are possible at first in east and northeast, and light showers will develop in places. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, coastal fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming south or southeast later 2 to 4. Showers, coastal fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable, becoming south-east later 2 to 4. Fair, coastal fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming north-east 3 or 4, then south-east later 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches at first near shore. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable, becoming easterly or northeasterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches at first near shore. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, coastal fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 3 or 5 later east of Anglesey, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast mainly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in Liverpool Bay. Fair, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, variable 2 or 3, becoming east or southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4, showers mainly in northwest. Moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast 3 to 5, veering mainly south 3 or 4 later. Showers later, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, fair later, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now it's prayer for the day with Fura Musanzi.
Good morning. On my 30th birthday, my sister and brother-in-law gifted me with a very unusual round wooden object about the size of a grapefruit called a round tuit. Apparently, this hard-to-come-by gift caught their attention while browsing a gift shop during their family holiday. It is supposed to serve as a reminder for all the times we have found ourselves saying, "I'll do this when I get round to it," and should inspire one to be more proactive and productive. At first, I didn't quite know what to make of it, but I gladly accepted the gift and placed it in my room. I often really struggle with procrastination. Each day can feel so full, yet even so, I still find myself wasting time, doom-scrolling, or being distracted with meaningless things. At the start of each year, I pray that God would give me one word to cling onto that would define the journey ahead. Stewardship is my word for 2026. And that's when the revelation dawned on me. I will never get around to it if I do not see each day as a gift and make a conscious decision to take care of my time, gifts, and talents. I see God as the CEO and myself as the manager, and one day I will have to stand before him and give an account of all the specific things he assigned for me to accomplish while here on earth. I'm sure we can all think of tasks we have been neglecting lately. Today, I pray we can carve out time to finally get around to it. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Furaha Musanzi. Now on Radio 4, the anthropologist Piela Coleman discovers how the first hackers gamed the telephone system.